This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. In West Bengal, campaigning is in full swing ahead of the second and final phase of assembly elections to 142 seats, scheduled for the 29th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today asserted that change in West Bengal is imminent. Addressing an election rally at Baruipur in South 24 Parganas district, Mr. Modi claimed that the voting trend in the first phase indicated setbacks for the ruling Trinamool Congress in several districts. He alleged that TMC-sponsored infiltration has forced many youths of the state to seek jobs outside Bengal.
Bengal mein ghuspethiyon ko laakar basaya ja raha hai. Yahan ghuspethiye बंगाल की जमीनों पर कब्जा कर रहे हैं, यहां के लोगों का रोजगार छीन रहे हैं। एक और टीएमसी का करप्शन, दूसरी ओर घुसपैठियों का दबाव। बंगाल के युवाओं को अपना घर छोड़कर रोजगार की तलाश में पलायन करना पड़ रहा है।
Mr. Modi also accused the TMC government of being anti-women and anti-SC-ST. He alleged that the Trinamool Congress is creating obstacles in the implementation of central welfare schemes in West Bengal. Prime Minister Modi also addressed a rally today at Panihati in support of party candidates. He said that after the results on the 4th of next month, the state would be freed from corruption, syndicate raj, insult to women, infiltration and unemployment. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today expressed confidence that his party is headed for a strong performance after the first phase of assembly election polling. Speaking at a rally in Hingal Ganj in North 24 Paraganas, Mr. Shah accused the ruling Trinamool Congress of corruption and misrule. Trinamool Congress chairperson and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee accused the centre of withholding 2 lakh crore rupees owed to West Bengal. Addressing an election rally in Howrah today, she claimed that the state remains in safe hands under her leadership. Trinamool Congress's All India General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee, speaking at a rally in Jagatbhallapur, Howrah, emphasized that the development initiatives undertaken by the party in West Bengal would continue in the coming days. In a big jolt to Aam Aadmi Party, three of its Rajya Sabha MPs, Raghav Chadha, Sandeep Pathak and Ashok Mittal, have announced to quit the party. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Chadha announced that he will join the BJP along with several other AAP MPs in the upper house of parliament. He said they have decided that the two-third members belonging to the AAP in Rajya Sabha will merge with the BJP. Mr. Chadha alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed with a pledge to end corruption, is now trapped in the hands of corrupt and compromised individuals. He said that they will work together under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi for the nation. He said in the Rajya Sabha, the Aam Aadmi Party has 10 MPs and more than two-thirds of them are with their decision to join BJP. Mr. Chadha said that they have already signed and submitted all the documents to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. On the resignation of its Rajya Sabha MPs, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh accused them of betraying the people of Punjab as well as the party which had given them the opportunity to serve the nation. Government has said domestic LPG supply across the country is smooth and no dryout has been at any distributor. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that government is ensuring that supplies of domestic LPG continue without any disruption amid the evolving situation in West Asia. She said that home delivery of LPG cylinders are being facilitated and advised consumers to opt online book and avoid rushing to distributor showrooms directly. The Supreme Court has ruled that no court can compel a woman, especially a minor, to carry a pregnancy against her will. A bench of justices, B.V. Nagaratna and Ujjal Bhuyan, today permitted a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her over 6-month pregnancy, emphasizing that a woman's reproductive autonomy must be given the highest priority. And that is the end of this news bulletin.